and welcome back to the Giselle Show podcast Meet Friends, where we are making stuff up, being real and talking about it. Hey, quick shout out to everyone who is letting other people know about this podcast, because we're so happy to have new listeners finding us online and downloading the podcasts. We post clips on Facebook and Twitter, and you can help us just by sharing and letting your friends know about the Giselle Show podcast. Everything is on our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com, and we're on iTunes and Stitcher. You can find us. So we really thank you for that. Coming up in this segment, we have Cassandra is going to be introducing us to her friend Queer, and also a little quiz for John Pirocello. Oh, but and later in the show, the creativity wheel of death.
Dun dun dun.
Is there? Do you have a sound effect that goes with the wheel of death? Is there?
Like, I think we have a musical.
Oh, okay.
Anthony, the sound guy, he just go. but right now, I love to ask about this. What is the best thing what have happened to you all week?
I got one.
Or recently. Mm. Yeah, what is?
Well, as I told you, my daughter is going to Loxa now, and that's very far away from where I live. It's in downtown LA, and we live in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. So ideally, we're sort of moving toward her taking the train there and then taking the train home. But at first, we've sort of set up a carpool where several of the parents, you know, including my ex-wife and me and this other mother and the father, we drive them there and then they take the train home. And so there's a way to, of course, we practiced this in the summertime and sort of figured it out ahead of time. And there was a way to come home where you would go through Union Station, take the red line, and then switch over to the Expo line and get back to Santa Monica. And I looked at that and went, you know, that's maybe just a little complicated. You know, imagining my little 14-year-old in a train station switching trains, you know, seems so kind of sophisticated. And so we just sort of kept that she, you know, takes the Expo all the way to the end of the line, so you can't screw it up. It's the last stop. And then she gets on something. She walks outside the station, gets on the silver bus, takes the silver bus to school. Well, first day coming home, she's coming home with the one friend that's going in both directions who's done this before and who took the train over. And I said, well, where are you? And she said, oh, we're getting on the red line now. Oh, I said, you're what? And she goes, oh, yeah, this is the way Lucy does it. We take the red line and then we switch over to the Expo. So in other words, she and these girls, they all just kind of did the thing that I felt was too complicated for them, completely exceeded my expectations. Once again, as a parent, the one thing that over and over again, I underestimate my children. It's not that I underestimate them. They're just further, more advanced than I ever think they are. And I was so proud. I was sort of like, all of this kind of course, there's a lot of fear and anxiety around them being on the trains, and she's 14 and she's a girl. And so there's a lot of fear, but just that was so comforting to me that this group of girls just kind of like, yeah, she was so nonchalant about it. Oh, yeah, we're on the red line now. We're going to switch over. Yeah, I'll see you, whatever. See you in an hour. That was great.
You're so proud.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud. And it was like a huge amount of that stress that I have around this whole deal kind of went away. Yeah.
That
I can't say
so
that it's gone, but it's certainly mitigated. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
I don't have children. Mm. I was going to say sometimes my cats surprise me, but I don't think it's the same thing.
They surprise you by getting into an art school?
Riding the metro.
Yeah, riding the metro. The cat texts you.
Listen, I don't want to say anybody could do it, but my cat's doing what your daughter's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but good job, John.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Good job. That sounds good. You're proud. No, your daughter is pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, and it was funny because, when we first kind of the idea of this first came up, you know, I called the other parents that I knew were on the west side, and this one, you know, girl's parent, she's like one of these dragon mothers or whatever, right? And she goes, I'm not carpooling. My daughter's going to take the train. And I remember sort of initially being sort of taken aback by that, like I was, you know, sort of like, oh my goodness, wow, you certainly are a brutal. And then I hung the phone up and I thought about it. I was like, no, she's right, you know? She's right. Like, this kid's going to be independent, and this kid's going to be kind of self-sufficient, and this, her daughter is kind of, you know, going to have some autonomy, and just, you know, kids that grow up in New York City, they get on the subway, and they take the subway around, and they go wherever they want, and they're not sitting around waiting for their parents to, you know, I mean, that's the West Side existence, is that you're driving your kids all around. And the idea that, I love the idea that my kid is now kind of having this broader view of Los Angeles and of her city that she lives in, much more comprehensive, you know, view at 14 than I have now. You know, she knows more about Los Angeles probably already than than I've learned in 12 years. You know,
wow.
So
maybe she's gonna come to you and she say, "Okay, Papa, I think you're ready now to take the expo line.
I'll go with you.
I'll hold your
hand.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Papa."
Okay, and here's, I'm gonna put the, keep this in your pocket. It has the phone numbers and the.
I'm gonna pin it to your shirt.
Pin it to your shirt.
Cassandra, what the best thing what happened to you this week?
You know, I've had a pretty mellow week, but after the show, I will be going over to my boyfriend the Midge's house, and he is cooking the Louisiana classic, I think, red beans and rice.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, and my mom is coming into town, so when I get there, him and my mom will be there, and there will be delicious Louisiana dinner for me.
Goodness. That
sounds so good. That's put in the forefront of my mind as a pretty big highlight. Also happy to see that a lot of his family and friends who live in Baton Rouge are okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have a cool thing on Facebook where people can check in to let their friends know that they're okay. So,
Is it called Facebook?
No, I know, but you know when they have like a special thing for Facebook. Like, yeah,
Facebook,
you could
Facebook.
Yeah, like Facebook check in to make sure you're
safe,
not
I think it's like
5 feet in
or
yeah, water, oh. Something like that. Yeah. So that's such an awful, sad thing that's going on. And so I'm happy that none of his family is in trouble.
Is there, I mean, are they uphill or something? Or
so, yeah, I think a few of them are uphill. He has like some cousins who their houses are 5 feet in water.
Wow.
But
but no one's
that they're
injured.
Safe.
Yeah, they're
yeah no
safe.
One
yeah,
is
yeah.
injured. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll be eating red beans and rice in memory of their basements.
You'll be eating them, but you'll be thinking about their basements. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be thinking about.
I know this big smile on my face looks like I'm enjoying this red beans and rice.
No, but it's a mournful. It's a mournful,
it's a mournful
dinner.
Smile.
Most of my smiles deep down are mournful, I think, so in one way or another.
Oh,
do you ever eat the pop? I have to say, I am such a, that's the one fast food thing I can't quite, maybe once or twice a year I have the Popeyes red beans and rice.
I never had red beans
never.
And rice until
oh, it's
he
so good.
Fed them to me.
It's like, it's like the best thing in the world.
I thought that it was the same. I'm Hispanic, so I'm like, oh yeah, beans and rice, whatever, that's my jam, shut up. And he's like, no, this is different. And I had it, and I was like, oh my, this is different.
Yep.
When you say he fed them to you now, I have a picture in my mind of like, yeah.
Yeah,
like
he's
feeding you grapes,
me to
like,
a chair.
No, he peeling the bean individually.
Oh,
like you
yeah.
peel a grape, and you say, here you go, my lover.
It's a lot of work.
And
to
in
feed
my imagination, when he's doing that, they're on top of a submerged house, like
yeah.
doing it. Is that bad? That they're on a rooftop with water everywhere?
No, it's like a picnic.
Okay, yeah.
It's like those advertisements for the Kevin James show that's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Have
yeah.
you seen them?
Yeah. Thank his Kevin for little girls or something like that.
I think it's yeah, called it Kevin, like can, Kevin Can Wait.
Kevin Can Wait.
Yeah, I like yours
Kevin
better.
For little yeah. girls.
Thank Kevin.
Thank Kevin.
For little girls.
What about you, Jonah? What did you have? What's the best thing of your week? Mine's pretty simple. I've been getting back into yoga, and I had a yoga session that just left me feeling deeply, deeply peaceful.
That's great.
And plus, I was able to really release my inner seam.
Oh.
Is that when you fart?
Whoa. That's like your pants rip.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to release. I got a little inner seam coming.
Little
hold on.
Some seam. Deeply, deeply inner scene.
I do.
Oh, pardon me. There it is.
I do yoga.
Doo-doo.
I do
special doo-doo yoga.
I do yoga at home in private. So I actually do have the freedom to release whatever needs to be releasing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then you really don't get a sense of the impact that it has on other people.
No.
Then your cat comes home from being on the train and it's like, come on, Jana. The hell? I leave for one day. I go away. I take the train. I'm at school. Come home. I just need a little.
All I want to do is come back. All I want to do is come home. Home that's not too farty.
Just yeah.
It's you. Just you have cats too? I do. It's you cats take the train too? Well, they're not as clever as your cats, but they're pretty clever, I guess.
I lost track of whose cats they were. Yeah. Everybody has cat.
I have a cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
No.
I have two dogs. They cannot take the train.
They can't take the
train. No, they cannot do anything. Except cuddle and...
Not even
do you hear of those...
They can't even take the bus?
No way.
Do you hear of those sad stories of... There was one listed on the website the other day, some website. This doggy, his owners get in a car wreck, his owners, and he was in the car. The doggy lived, the owners die, but he go to that spot on the road every day waiting for them for the rest of his life. I know.
It's idiot.
I should not have said it. It's too sad.
There's a video going around of a dog that's deaf, and there's a little girl who's also deaf, and so now they
wander around in traffic together.
Yeah.
The dog knows sign language.
The dog does know sign language.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that it's about a two minute video, and I
what
fucking
do he
cry.
Say?
The dog doesn't say anything, Roof. But he yeah.
What do all dogs say?
Yeah, his
Roof. Hey,
his Roof. Hey,
his bark sounds a little funny, but. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. I couldn't do it, but yeah.
That's pretty good.
Jackie, what is the best thing what have happened to you all week?
Well, I've had a pretty crappy week, so
So this is going to be easy. It'll be something.
You have pants
simple.
On. Yeah, you made it out of the house with pants on.
All right, I'll take it.
Bravo to you.
Although, honestly, if I had made it out of the house without pants on, that might have been the best part of my week, too.
You can. There's still time.
You know, all right, hold still on. Time.
Zip. Unzip.
Oh, that's your. That's you taking your pants. You just sort of moved your shoulders.
Yeah, it did like a little self-hug move.
Miming the pants coming off.
Well, you know, we're on the radio. I didn't think you'd ruin the magic, but okay.
But did you have something better than that happened to you this
week?
Well,
okay, I guess it counts within the week. I had a storage locker in New York for a few years that I've been paying a lot. Like they kept raising the rent for because apparently the rent control doesn't apply to storage lockers. And I finally cleaned it out. And it was really interesting to see. So it was great to just sort of, you know, like I gave away a whole bunch of stuff and just, you know, released all that and Marie Kondo'd that crap. But it's also really weird to realize, like, I'd been paying $70 a month to store, like, popcorn from 2006.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of clothes that don't fit anymore. So,
so
it was
liberating.
Good to get rid of that. Yeah, it was very liberating in that way. So that was a positive.
Oh, very
to not,
good for
to not
you.
Be paying that anymore and to get rid of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I had that with my ex in San Francisco. And one day I said, God, what is it? I hadn't even been to it for the longest time. And went down, opened it up, and it looked from the outside like a pile of garbage.
Right.
So I had that same experience.
That's how they, how they make
I'm
their
paying
money.
Every month to keep a pile of garbage.
Yeah, and I went to a few clothing stores to try to sell some of the label like nice label clothes that I'd somehow acquired. Yeah, apparently my fashions from a few years ago are not in demand currently.
Isn't that the greatest?
Which means you either have to store them for another 20 years.
Here's the best thing that happened this week: is I made just about enough money to pay for the taxi to and from the clothing stores. To sell the clothing. So that part turned out okay.
Yeah, for you. You're staying afloat.
Yeah, yes.
Have you ever done that a lot, like sold clothing?
No, this is the first time. I think I attempted it many, many years ago, and it was so shaming that
right.
I never bought
it
again. But this time I had so much stuff, and I was like, oh, like there was actually
there
some cool vintage stuff. I was like, somebody would want some of this stuff. And there was a couple of things I wanted, but not the stuff that I wanted.
It's shaming is exactly right. You take it, and they just look at you like, yeah, no.
The people, maybe in L.A., they're meaner. In New York, actually, they were all very nice, even you know when it was clear that, you know.
But do they give you the pity face? Like, oh, sorry, we can't.
dick.
No, but a couple times there were one place I just dropped it off and then I came back, so there wasn't much human interaction. Like they said, okay, there's two things and here's the voucher for, you know, for the.
We
for
went
the,
ahead and threw this stuff yeah, away yeah. for you.
Yeah. I'm sure. Well, it was funny. They did say, well, do you want us to donate the rest of it? And I'm like, no, I'm going to try a couple other stores. Yeah. And then one of the ladies at one of the places was actually very nice and just said, oh, you should make sure to come back like closer to the fall or the winter because, you know, we're just not buying these things right now because there was some winter.
We're just not buying mock turtlenecks yeah. right now.
Yeah.
Even though you have 8 of them.
Right. I only had 2, but your point is taken. And then a few full turtlenecks. There's got to be a better name for... Like, there's a lot of other animals, right, out there. Like, mm-hmm. why do we have to just say that a collar that does that is a mock turtleneck?
Right.
Why can't we just call it, like an armadillo neck? Or like, no. There's got to be some other appropriate animal that fits there.
Mm.
This is not a comedy bit, you can tell. Cause it's
get back
funny.
To us
like
on that.
Like a giraffe neck?
Oh, maybe? That's like if you stretch it out too much.
Because it kind of does make you look like those, like the women that put the rings on
right.
their necks.
And, I went to one of those villages yeah. in Cambodia.
Wow.
Where they do that.
Did
they,
you?
Wow.
Does it look really trippy in real life?
It looks weird. Well, you feel, you don't want to stare because it's weird.
Because there are people.
Well, they're staring at, yeah. they're staring at you.
Yeah, they're probably like, oh, look at this short
look
neck.
At that
yeah,
weird
look
guy.
At Mr. Short Neck over here.
Look at this white guy with a short neck.
He's so pale.
But it's
is
weird
he
because
sick?
But they're at least the village that we were visiting. It actually might have been in Thailand. I think it was near Chiang Mai, Thailand. And they but they're sort of in a no man's land. Like they're sort of confined to this one area while some I don't remember, there's some sort of turf dispute being worked out, and so they're like confined to this one area, and like the only way they can make money is by making stuff to sell to tourists. So on the one hand, like it feels like oh, I feel bad like exploiting their, you know, crafts. On the other hand, it's like that's the only way they're gonna, you know, have a livelihood. So,
right.
So I felt pretty good about bargaining them down. I felt very good about my,
you know,
using my haggling skills there.
How about a nickel for 10 of them?
Yeah. Oh no. Okay, no. I guess why don't you just go get a job?
Yeah, maybe.
The,
I'm sure you don't need my money.
I have to save money for my frappuccino.
Exactly.
When I get back to the Hilton. My Wi-Fi is not free.
If I don't, otherwise I'll have to start booking trips more than 2 days ahead of time.
Exactly, that is not going to happen. What do you want me to do?
What
go
do you want me to do?
Go to go buy on? A ticket at the train station?
Yeah.
Quit
yeah.
talking crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Cassandra Cardenas.
Yes.
I understand you brought with us a friend of you.
I did. I wanted to do my own thing today, but then I just decided, with all this talk about how important it is for children to be creative, I thought I would bring Quare along, and she, well, I'll let her do it. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Quare.
Hello, Quare.
Oh, where have you been hiding?
I'm very small.
Yeah, I'll say.
So you couldn't see me. I was playing with the cats.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Anyway, so I wrote a poem. And if we can all use our imaginations, this poem takes place about 6 to 8 months in the future.
Ooh. I think they call that neo-futurism.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Mommy, I've done something bad and I don't know how I can fix it. A girl in my class, she eats gluten-free, and I forced her to eat a Twisket. Now that I'm bad, what can I do? I'm afraid of what will happen. With nowhere to hide and nowhere to run from, Mommy, I guess I've become a Muslim. Well, President Trump says that they're so bad, and Mommy, well, I was bad too. She can't have gluten, and I gave it to her anyway, and now she's gonna have to poo. Okay, fine. Maybe I'm dramatic, but surely I am not forgiven. Thank goodness I am pretty. I'm surely not smart. Humph. Women. What, Mommy? I'm speaking the twoof. Twump makes me think we are dumb. Good for cooking and cleaning and raising the children and the best possible place to come. Whatever that means. Oh, wait, Mommy. I'm sorry. Twump loves the ladies, thinks they're fantastic. I guess there's no need to panic. But I'm still a bad girl, and I did a bad thing, so I guess I'm just Hispanic. Put me behind a big wall that the president of Mexico had to pay for. Lock me up, throw away the key, and go. But I guess if I'm in jail and have nothing to lose, that would make me what, Mommy? A Negro? Oh, Mommy, I'm sorry. I know that's not the right word, but who can keep up anymore? But can I ask you a question just really fast while I still have the floor? I have a friend named Tanisha and one named Sharmila and Maria and Shin Yu. They're not like me. They're minorities. So does that make them bad too? The rhetoric seems simple enough for me to be able to understand. Trump says they're ruining America, but then why are they my friends? I'm going to take a nap and hopefully dream the next 4 years away. And when I wake up, we can all see what's up with President Kanye. Thank you. I've just been very confused.
Oh, this is the value of an arts education, queer.
You can write in the future.
Write in the future. That's what it was.
Well, yeah. For our listeners, please do tell us how old is you?
I'm 7 years old.
Whoa.
And I understand you've had a big life so far.
So far, pretty big life. I was left on Cassandra's doorstep, and she has done a shoddy job in raising me.
Oh.
Yes. But also you spent time in the...
I spent time in prison.
Yes, that's what? Yes.
At seven?
I went to prison for a little while. I got involved in some sort of stalking scandal. It's a long story. It doesn't matter. What matters now is that I'm trying to make myself better. And actually, I have a new passion in life. I tell horoscopes.
Oh, you do. You gotten into astrology.
I did, because I used to read horoscopes in exchange for cigarettes in prison.
Oh.
So now I do it just for fun.
Oh, that's good. I don't have a cigarette to give you.
Wow, you are an old soul.
Some would say that.
I just did.
Oh, I suppose you did. So what is your horoscope?
Me?
What's your birthday?
My birth? Well, I should tell you, I really don't believe in horoscopes.
Because you are a close-minded fool.
Oh, I hadn't considered that. I guess you're right. I'd never looked at it that way. I see it very differently all of a sudden.
Congratulations on your eye-opening experience. What is your birthday?
16th of June.
16th of June. Gemini.
Wow, she's amazing.
Do you believe now?
I do. My mind has been opened and I feel less like a fool.
Don't be intimidated. That's just simple memorization.
Oh.
You are an air sign. That makes you social, friendly, and superficial.
Thank you.
Geminis are ruled by Mercury, which represents communication. But so far, sitting here and listening to you, I feel like you might have problems with communication. So perhaps you are in fact nervous, which is a similar trait of Gemini. But you are fascinated by the world.
Sure, world is awesome.
And a fiery lover.
Well, I don't like to. I mean, you're 7 years old. It seems highly inappropriate.
Your lucky numbers.
My what?
Your lucky numbers.
One more time.
Your lucky numbers.
Oh, lucky.
Yes. Yes.
12.
Uh huh.
100.
Uh huh.
And Mambo number 5.
Oh.
Does Chewbacca have Wookiee Wookiee numbers?
I don't know what you're referring to. I've never seen a Star Wars movie.
Oh, what a sad little life. I thought the prison thing was sad, or having to be not taken that's care by Cassandra, but never seen Star Wars.
Much worse.
I mean, that's the tragedy.
Much worse.
I don't think so. I think I'm fine.
Oh, all right.
Jonna, what's your birthday?
Mine is July 25th.
Oh, Jonna, you're a weo, just like me.
I always said that about you, Jonna. That Jonna is
so
a weo.
So if you were doing your birthday at the Olympics right now, what would your...
Ask the horoscope.
No, she would be a weo
in
weo.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Thank you.
You're a natural born leader, creative and self-confident.
Ooh.
And you're fond of your own achievements, I'm assuming with your puns.
Did you say fond?
You're fond.
Of my own achievements.
You fawn over your own achievements?
You fawn over your own achievements, yeah.
You dislike being ignored. What's up with that? your lucky numbers are 88, 27, and Wagos.
Oh.
Not to be confused with the waffle. The toy.
Okay.
Wago.
I didn't realize that was a number.
Wago my Wagos.
Anything's a number if you're brave enough.
John Piocello?
Yes.
Am I wrong to assume that you are a Weebra?
You are not wrong.
What is your birthday?
My birthday is October 12th.
Oh, we have another air sign in the womb.
It's on now.
It's on now, boy.
You are ruled by Venus, a lover of beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
Quality over quantity.
That's right.
Which is curious because you've been through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspiring, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You like to avoid conflict and prefer to keep the peace, but that doesn't sound right about you either.
So is that my fault or the horoscopes?
I'm curious to know what your wising sign is. But considering
my
you're not
what?
Your wising sign.
Wising?
You have your sun sign.
Yeah.
And then you have a wising sign, which is where your moon is, and okay. That's the sign that you try to portray.
Oh, I will.
Where's your moon, John?
Well, I'll tell you where my moon is.
Do you know
right
where your
now.
Moon is?
It has well, when I do yoga, it is with the thing making the smell. It's my moon.
Oh, it's you're talking about your butt.
No, I was going for something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sometimes you're forced to choose sides and are indecisive
between
to a fault.
Between funny and unfunny.
Yeah, we know which one won there.
I also come to understand about Weebos that finding a companion is a priority in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So still wondering about that divorce.
Yeah.
Okay. Your lucky numbers?
Yeah.
15, 33, and Wingdings.
Wingdings.
Mm-hmm.
15, 33.
Mm-hmm.
And I like those numbers. Those are
now
nice
what
numbers.
Should we all were given lucky numbers. What can I affect?
I have
I
not
ask?
Got mine yet.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Giselle.
My birthday is April 20.
April 20.
You are an Aries Taurus cusp.
I'm a cusper.
You're a cusp.
I'm a cuspid.
Bicuspid. You're bicuspid.
I'm a bicuspid.
This is known as the cusp of power. The Aries Taurus cusp.
Yeah.
A force to be reckoned with.
Oh, I want to be reckoned with.
Cannot stand to watch others do things better than them.
Oh, really? I usually like it because it means less work for me.
You know when they're in the womb.
Oh, yes, I do. When they're in the room?
When they're in the womb.
I try to pay attention.
And you're a natural born leader.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, like a podcast host.
Like a podcast host.
Oh, my goodness.
Suddenly, it's all making
destiny.
Sense.
It's destiny. I was going to say I feel sorry for whoever's following me.
Why?
I get lost much of the time.
You should try GPS.
Okay.
But if you're just happy where you are, then you're not lost.
That's right. Wherever you are, there you go.
That's right.
There's that weebwa. Trying to make everything peaceful.
I'm superficial.
And fair. And you hate to be alone.
That's probably true.
Oh.
Because then the voices yell at me.
You can follow me.
Yeah?
If I'm a leader and you hate to be alone.
I will do it.
This could work out really well for us.
I love it.
Your lucky numbers are 300, 69, and tulips.
Oh.
Hey.
Tulips?
Tulips.
Tulips for 69.
The flower. Not two whips for 69.
I thought that's what you said.
John Puocello.
What? So what's my name?
John Puocello.
Underscore.
John underscore cello.
Now, is there any, April 20th, does anybody else have that?
Oh,
anybody?
No.
Have any? No. Is that the only?
The Columbine shootings.
Oh, is that when that was?
It is an unfortunate birthday.
I feel like there's another German that has that birthday.
I can't imagine who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It rhymes with
Beethoven
Schmidler.
Or is it Hitler Schmidler? Is it like
Schmidoff Schmidler?
Schmidoff Schmidler.
Listen. I know. It's very unfortunate that we share a birthday.
Yeah.
Also, we do both appreciate art.
That's true.
But I like to think that's where the similarities end.
Well, it's nice that you're still, after all these years, trying to find some sort of common ground with Hitler. I think that's...
Can't we all just get along?
Look, it was a long time ago.
Listen, I'm still... I always say when people bring up that guy, I say, listen, I feel really bad about the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then it's settled.
You
well,
don't
you
have to take responsibility
well,
for
I still,
him.
I feel bad, you know. It was not good.
So what you're saying is that...
So hot take on the Holocaust from Giselle.
So are you saying, Giselle, that a modern-day German does not have any responsibility for what what the Nazis did.
No, I don't say that. I think that was what Quero just said. She say it's not my responsibility.
I think it's not your responsibility.
Personally, I feel, without getting too serious, I feel that it's my responsibility never to forget, never to let the world forget, and also to keep a close watch on what is happening with my culture and with the German people's fears. We everybody have fear, but if our fears are leading us down that dark pathway again, we have to speak up and we say, hey, no, hey, guys over here with the flashlight. We already been down this dark way. We have to be bigger this time. We have to not give in to our fears, and we have to remember.
That reminds me, are there any more carrots?
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead. Okay,
Did you know that Adolf Hitler and Cassandra have their Uranus in the same planet?
Their what?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh my goodness. I'm talking more about astrological charts.
In
the same.
I don't think it's nice to make fun
trying
of
to
somebody's
understand.
Speech impediment.
You're absolutely
this isn't
white.
A speech impediment.
Oh, no, you're
this
obviously.
This is how people talk.
No, you're a freak. That's clear. But I don't think it's fun. I don't think it's nice to make fun of you for
it. You are so white. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this lucky number thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Oh, no, that's it. All right, Claire.
Claire, yay.
Goodbye.
Oh, she's going back into a crate. Look at that.
15:33.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's a nice little lady.
And you know what? She didn't try to stab anybody.
I think she's better later in the day.
Yeah.
She's a little testy in the mornings.
I think she could maybe go to school with John's daughter and all those girls. They would like each other.
She doesn't seem that smart. Kids seem really smart. Could figure out the subway.
She could learn
some
from
sort
them.
Of fancy art school.
But she's so tiny. Doesn't she like fit? She fits in the palm of your hand, basically. Yeah.
Essentially. She's pretty small.
She's pretty small. She might get lost in the subway. I'd be worried she'd fall between the gap.
I have
or
something.
Get stepped on.
That's right.
Okay. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Do we have a theme music for this, for John Pirucello thing?
What's
or
my?
No?
Oh, for the quiz?
The quiz?
Yeah, I have a quiz
Jay
for
Keith,
you.
Jay Keith, can we get the theme music, please?
Absolutely. Hey, 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 it's time for a quiz. Don't have to ask what this is. It's time for a quiz. Quiz time.
Thank you.
Wow. Nice. That was great. John Pirucello
is
an actor. Yeah. We're hearing lots of applause. That was a good one. John Pirucello, you an actor. You have an IMDb page.
I do. Oh, are you going to quiz me on my own IMDb page?
How much do you know about your own IMDb?
I don't think very much, but I'll try. Yeah.
Now, 5 questions. Oh, we'll see how many you can
Holy
get right.
Shit.
In 2012, you played Papa on what TV show?
Oh, that's Thundercats.
You got one right.
And you know, something's really cool about that because I actually played my own son. My son is a star of that show.
Oh.
Eamon is Wile E. Coyote, and they, out of the kindness of their hearts, said, well, we have this one episode where the dad dies, so we don't have to worry about the long term commitment to this actor. But let's bring the actual father in. And I thought it was wonderful.
Second question.
Yeah.
You have been on the show 2.5 Men more than 2.5 times.
Yes.
3 times.
I'm so exact. Flattered that 3 times. Yes. Also with my son, by the way, one of those times. Yeah.
Name all 3 characters that you played.
Oh, my God. I think one of them is called Super Dad. One of them was called, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Oh
damn. Can you give me a hint? Give me the first letter.
It's a public servant. What start with a P?
Oh, is he
a
policeman?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the third one.
He's
in charge of a very big flying machine.
Was I a pilot?
Yeah. Specifically
a helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Cool.
You got him. Yes. You was policeman, super dad, and helicopter pilot.
Super Dad is the one I'm really super proud of because I was on there with my son, and also Charlie Sheen had all sorts of crazy ass trouble and had been gone for a while, and so he came back. Like our episode was the episode where he came back for the first time.
Was he sheepish?
He was very sheepish, but very so sweet. Like, he came over and said hello, and he was literally like holding his head down in a sheepish way, like, I know, everybody here knows what's been going on with me. And I said, well, Charlie, I'm so glad you're back. And he smiled. I said, well, it's good to be back. But he was nice. He was nice to Eamon.
Did he look you in the eye?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then nice. Later on, we were goofing around when he was doing his scene and stuff. So,
Nice.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Who directed your episode of Lie to Me, which was entitled Boom?
Oh, my goodness. That was great fun.
Not even I know this one.
There's no way. Is it someone famous?
I don't know. I did not look at his IMDb.
I don't know.
Give it to us.
Stephen Hopkins.
Of course. Stephen Hopkins.
Stevie Ho.
We really connected. Stephen and I, we have a strong bond that continues to this day.
Second question about that show. Did you get to have a conversation with Ben Schwartz? And if so, did you tell him that Giselle is a big fan? And if not, do you regret not telling him?
I'm a big fan of them,
too. I did not tell him that, but Ben Schwartz did tell me about his green superfood regimen that he goes on.
He have a regimen?
He had a very healthy food regimen where he would do like green shakes and stuff.
Yeah. Only or supplement?
I'm not sure. It was definitely a health thing, and he was trying to like have his be healthy. So he was trying to. I was telling him I was trying to lose weight, and he said, "Oh well, come with me. Let me show you what I'm doing."
Did he take you to his trailer?
He did take me to his trailer.
Oh, you're so lucky.
And and he drew the curtains and put on some music.
If
yeah.
you see this trailer boom, rocking, boom. Just come on in. We're talking
just
about
in. No,
green
we're
shakes.
Just talking about green shakes. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Which of these five characters have you not played?
Oh my goodness.
Dennis, Mike, Jim, Arthur, or Barry?
I think maybe Mike. Is
you
that right?
Got it! Yes, you did.
And you know what's so funny? There's no way that I remembered that, but somehow all of those had a minor little resonance. I think actually Barry, I think, is who was Abby's. My ex-wife did a movie, and
it
was Barry. But all of them had a slight little pang of and Mike, nothing. So it's like, I think it might be Mike.
Very good. Final question. What is your bacon number?
My bacon number?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Your degree of separation from Kevin Bacon.
It's got to be one, right? One would be like, I worked with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's two. Yeah, it has to be two, right?
Yes! You get it.
Wow.
You was in Ed TV in 1999 with Googie Grass, and Googie Grass was in Apollo 13 in 1995 with Kevin Bacon.
So that's a part of IMDb? Tells you your bacon number?
No, that's the Oracle of Bacon.com.
For real?
Yeah.
And you went and looked that up?
I had my staff do it.
You didn't think it was that person. Who did you think?
I looked at that.
Oh, there's no way. Well, no. I just,
who did you think was your connection?
I just have to assume with the amount
you
of
work
people
so
that
much.
I, well,
you would have thought
it so
would
long.
Be with Helen Mirren or Al Pacino, who you've worked with those people.
Yeah.
Fancy, big fancy. No, it's Googie Grass.
It's great.
Do you know who that is?
Do you remember Googie Grass?
No.
Well, you have Googie Grass to thank,
well, thank
for your
you,
bacon
Googie.
Number.
I love saying your name, and I'm grateful, Googie.
All right. Excellent
that
for
was
you.
Fun.
You did great,
I'm so flattered that you did all that research, or that your staff did, Giselle. Please, I'm going to send a fruit basket to your staff.
I'm my staff.
Oh, now then, what's the fruit basket?
Yeah,
the
when that comes into play,
basket,
I'm
yeah.
telling
give her
the
an
truth.
Apple. Yeah.
We're going to take a little bit of a break right now. Let's see. Anything to say before we go to the break? Oh, just the same old, same old. Everything's on the podcast website, podcast.giselleshow.com. When we come back, we have more quizzes, more games. We have 100 words, this and that, and Creativity Wheel of Death. So you are listening to the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends, and we will be right back.
Uvaga, uvaga, pękła bańka mydlana. Uwaga, uwaga, pękła Uwaga, uwaga, pękła bańka mydlana. Uwaga, uwaga, pękła bańka mydlana. Ta piosenka jest cytatem. Tej piosenki nie ma. Słowa mówią prawdę, ale zdania kłamią. Gdzieś pomiędzy jest to, co tracimy. Ta piosenka jest cytatem. Uwaga, uwaga, pękła bańka mydlana.